This is Twit.
Apple started shipping the brand new MacBook, thoughtfully named MacBook, so as to not cause any confusion between this device and anything else that Apple is shipping that runs macOS. Renee, your review for the iMore review just landed this morning, didn't it?
Yes, absolutely. And
what'd you think about it?
I really like, so I, there's a huge caveat for me. I really like it. It's got a lot of things that I think are incredibly practical. To me, it's almost like an iPad in Mac's clothing, where it's very light, it's Retina, it's got one port. It's made to be really accessible and appealing to people for whom computers might have always been intimidating, or who gravitated towards an iPad and then decided they need more of a computer. And I get people who complain about, you know, the keyboard or about the trackpad or about the lack of ports. But to me, the only caveat right now is price, because it starts at $1,200. The original Air started at $1,799, so it's not exactly... Yeah, $1,299, sorry. Yeah, and the original Air started at $1,799, so it's not unusual for new computers to be pricey. But I think as years go on and this gets cheaper, I mean, the 11-inch Air is now $899. This will be a new generation of accessible computers. It will very much be sort of an iPad for Macs, and I think that's a terribly exciting idea.
Yeah, I agree. I was away last week, so I only got it this week. Boy, I'm surprised at how much I'm liking this, because people are sick to death of me talking about the limitations of the MacBook Pros. But I think they made a lot of really smart choices here. The trackpad, we've already talked about how just magical the trackpad experience is. It's not a clicky button, but it feels like a clicky button. My next bit of skepticism was going to be about the super, super, super duper flat keyboard with the new key switch technology. And it is super, super, super duper flat. It's like the flattest feeling keyboard I've ever used, maybe next to the Surface Pro, Microsoft Surface Pro 3, like the cardboard keyboard that's the keyboard cover. And yet the fact that they made the keys bigger, I've only written maybe about 800 to 1,000 words on it yet, but I can see myself getting used to it without it's not like it's slowing me down any. And you're right, there's something so compelling about this just tiny, tiny little object. Last week for the conference, I was going for an entire week and I packed grumpy. Meaning, you ever have one of those yes. days where like you're packing and you're like you kind of wish you were staying home, and like I got so much work to do, stay in the office, and they're like, I'm not going to take the laptop. I don't want to take it out for TSA. I don't want to have to carry my laptop bag. I'm just going to take my iPad with me. And so for good and for bad, I took my iPad with me. But if I had this MacBook with me in the office, oh boy, that would not have been an issue whatsoever. It's
one
also
of the things that was. One of the things that was startling to me is I went back to using my 13-inch MacBook Pro today because I have a VPN on that I needed to do a few things with, and I hadn't set that up yet. And immediately the keys felt loosey-goosey. It took me about 3 hours to get used to the keys. But now these keys feel loosey-goosey, and I tried to force press to bring up details and messages and to bring up a file at some point, and it didn't work. And it occurred to me again how quickly our brains can make the new things seem normal and the old things seem utterly strange.
The new keyboard is absolutely crazy in terms of the fact that, like, I know Jason and Snell and I were talking about this a lot in terms of when you first type on it, especially if you're used to deeper, thicker keyboards, it definitely feels weird. It definitely feels like a little bit like you're typing on glass, which is to say that you don't have the same kind of deep indentation pressure that you're used to from a keyboard. But that said, I actually found that once I kind of got used to typing on it, I actually feel like I type a lot cleaner. Whereas when I'm typing on my MacBook Air, I feel like I'll hit keys the wrong way or my fingers will slip. But I don't know if it's the new key mechanism or if it's just the fact that it's slightly thinner, but I find that my fingers are almost gliding across the keys when I'm typing, and it's allowing me to type much, much quicker than I normally do, which is kind of, I mean, it definitely is going to take some adjustment. But I tested this again when I went in for my try-on appointment, my watch try-on appointment yesterday. And I find myself liking that keyboard more and more, despite the fact that I've always been a fan of kind of the deeper, squishier keyboards.
Yeah, I'm totally with you. And I wonder how much of it is just the size, the fact that they made the keys larger and they made the gaps between them smaller. So you can mishit them. It's not just a bigger target area, but that it's a flatter surface area. So that if you mishit it by a little bit, it still feels like you hit it dead center. And it really gives you a sense of confidence. I had this thought that absolutely didn't occur to me until I started using it, that I can't believe I'm saying this, but if Apple decided to get rid of mechanical keyboards completely and just go with haptics to give that sort of little ka-dunk sensation, I could sort of see that working, because when I move from tapping the trackpad, which does not have a key switch, to an actual key that actually does have a key switch, it's hard for my brain to process that there's a difference between the feel. So I'm not saying I'm asking for a keyboard like that, but I now my mind is open to it in a way that wasn't before.
Andy, I completely agree with you on that point. That's actually the first thing I thought of when I was handling it during the hands-on area, during the March event, where it definitely feels like they're getting closer and closer to the idea of experimenting with no keyboard at all, but taking force touch technology and maybe transplanting it over. Based on, again, the hoodoo magic that the force touch trackpad employs, I can envision, I don't know if the future is coming in 2 years or coming in 10 years, but I can definitely envision a point where the haptics technology allows you, as you brush your fingers across an otherwise smooth surface, if there's supposed to be a keyboard there, you get little tactical, not even buzzes so much, but it feels like you have individual keys. And then as you press down, it feels like you're pressing a key. Like I could see that happening.
Or a piano.
Yeah. Or, I mean, there are lots of avenues for that to work if you open it up to third-party apps.
Now, do you think it would work better if it's now just a glass screen that basically virtualizes whatever control you want? Or do you think you'd rather still have the notebook form factor, only you have this sort of space gray rectangle that is pre-printed with keycaps and backlighting, but can also be a game controller if you want?
Yeah, I don't think the pre-printing is necessarily a good idea, because it does limit it to a certain extent. But at the same time, I'm not sure that I want... Like, obviously, haptics are coming to the iPad. It's going to happen. I don't know if it's going to happen this year, but it's going to happen. But do we want an iPad that still the keyboard takes up half of the screen and then you're limited to that little narrow window on a potential future laptop? I don't know about that. I'm not quite sure if getting rid of the form factor is the answer. Especially also you think about... You think about artists and you think about things like the Wacom tablets and the Cintiq. Part of the appeal for artists and for musicians and things like that is to work tactically directly with your environment and with whatever you have on the screen. But I feel like that differs from profession to profession. Artists want to draw directly on their screens, and they don't necessarily want a substitute if they can avoid it. Whereas someone like a musician might want that full size screen for their music and then want the second screen or the haptic surface to play their instrument. I don't know. We're talking such future tech right now that it's really exciting to me, but I can't predict where Apple will go. I'm sure they're testing both though.
It'll be a great center console for the Apple car in 2018. That's for sure.